Do you have a word for shrimp?
Shrimp, yeah, shrimp.
What are they like?
Now, shrimp, it's kind of like a, what you call, you seen these things you call crawfish, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, ain't it kind of like a shrimp sort of made in, on the order like a crawfish and a crab? They made sort of on the same order, ain't they? Mm-hmm. That's what
I think so.
Yeah.
If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you know, sometimes it draws up when you wash it. You have to use cool water because hot water will make wool.
Make the wool, you know, you wash it in cold water, and that is to make it not. And then when you hang it, I've seen a lot of people when they wash them, they pin a, you know, and stretch it out and sort of, and pin a weight to it, you know, is on each corner.
Mm-hmm.
There is to hold it, you know, keep it from drawing up and swank it up.
Mm-hmm.
And but other words, keep it from going bad and crumbling up, what I'd say, and wrinkling up, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You wash it in cold water, not in the warm water. Warm water will mess it up.
Mm-hmm. What do you call this, what I'm doing with my arm?
You're holding out your point in your hand.
A round fruit about the size of a baseball, about this big, that grows in Florida is called a...
Grape juice. Mean a grapefruit.
What if it's smaller?
It's called an orange and a citron. A citron is a small thing.
If a person doesn't want his car to get rained on, he might park it in a...
In a garage.
To find out how tall someone is, you might get a yardstick and...
Get a yardstick and measure him.
TV is another way to say TV.
TV. That's right.
What's it another way to say? It's a short form for a longer word.
A longer word. TV is a television.
If you need to sue someone, you'd have to hire a...
Lawyer.
A person who presides over a court as a...
Well, he's a head juryman, then he's a judge. He presides over the whole court, the judge, and the solicitor.
Bread is made from...
Bread.
Yeah, bread.
It's made from wheat and grain. Now, why did they say it's made from grain?
Mm-hmm.
It's wheat is grain and corn is grain.
Is there a word for something when you grind the grain up? What's that powder called?
Well, it's called a millstone, you know. It's a water mill. Well, the same thing. I used to carry corn and wheat and stuff to a water mill over here called an oil mill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had it while they run it through a thing. There's a water mill. A big stone rock, well, as big around as that high, is from the ground on up to that chimney. And it'll turn over, and there's some more small rocks in there where that cone went in. Now, it was rocks, a hard stone rock. But that cone, when you make good meal, it'll grind with that rock, not iron. And you know, now they got the electric mills now. This cone is grind with steel.
Mm-hmm.
But now I carried my corn and wheat to a mill. It was grind with hard rock. But no steel about it, no kind of way no more. And that's the steel what was in the fit in the pulleys and one thing and another. Mm-hmm.
When it's all ground up to a powder, is there a special name for the powder?
When it's ground up and down, it's considered as meal and flour. You see that flour? They grind it. Wheat. Real meal is grind that flour is separated in three different, you know, parts.
Mm-hmm.
Separated into seconds, what they call seconds, and then flour and bran.